Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Correction. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know in the earlier days of my ministry, I was ministering primarily in the area of healing, working in the healing school with Brother Kenneth Hagin. And I studied other people in times past that were mightily used of God and greatly used of God in healing. And I noticed over a period of months, I had access to some videos and some books, and I was watching and listening, and other people had been used. And numerous ones of these got off in their ministry. And a number of them died young, died prematurely. I won't call names, but if you study some of these things, you'll know what I'm talking about. Numerous men and women, though they were mightily used of God, they got off, they taught wrong doctrine, they did some things that weren't right, all the while having some outstanding miracles in their life and ministry, but got off enough that their life was cut short. Some of them died in their mid-30s. Some of them in their 40s. Far too young. Far too young. And after studying that for some months, it began to weigh on my heart because I began to realize a lot of these guys, they knew so much more about God than I do. I could tell it from reading after them. Man, they knew some things about God. They were used of God. And I began to think, well, if they got off and they knew more about God than me, how can I keep from getting off? And in my immaturity, I became concerned about it. I remember one day coming into the healing school auditorium. I was going to speak that day, and it was on my heart so strong, I just fell on the floor and began to pray and cry some before that. I said, Lord, show me. I don't see how. I don't see, you know, how they got off, and I don't know how I can keep from getting off. I can't trust in my superior understanding. I can see they knew things about you I don't know yet. They were used more than I've ever been used. How can I can't just say, well, I'll be smarter. Did you hear me now? How can I keep from getting off? And thank God he spoke to me. I mean, it was burned in my spirit. I wrote it down. This is what he said to me. He said, son, everyone, I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but inside me, he's talking to me. He said, son, every one of those individuals, I warned them. I sent people by them, to them in the last stages, and told them what to do and what to change and what was wrong. They didn't just plunge off because they didn't know any better. They didn't receive my correction. He said, your humility is your protection from deception. And the Lord dealt with me. He said, son, have no fear. Obey me. Walk in the light that you have. And if you begin to get off, I'll correct you. I'll show you. If need be, I'll send people by you. I'll do whatever's necessary. But the question is, will you listen? Will you hear it? Will you receive it? That's the issue. How many believe God is faithful? Yes. He was not just going to stand by, watch you go off the deep end. He's going to help you. If you listen. Oh, that's the big one. I'm thinking of several people right now, just in my few years of ministry. I know one fellow I prayed about. A friend of mine, and I prayed for him and prayed for him, and finally the Lord dealt with me. He said, he was kind of strong with me. He said, I told him to do two things. I told him to get a job and keep it. I told him to get into church and be faithful. And he hadn't done those two things for 25 years. And until he does them, nothing's going to improve. My. See, so many times people are looking for some big spectacular something. And if you're not faithful in the seemingly little thing, you're not going to get more. And more's not coming. A lot of times people sitting around waiting for their ship to come in. Ain't no ship coming. Did you hear me? Because they haven't done what the Lord told them to do. Some of the basics, the first things. And that is the deal. You know, I've had people look at me and just, you know, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Do you see that? Yeah, yeah. But then just go right on and ignore you and do what their flesh wants to do. Well, that's going to cost you. I said, that's going to cost you. It can, and you do that enough, it can cost you severely. It can cost you half the years of your life. It can cost you never reaching your potential in God. Did you hear me? That's sad. I said, that's sad. But it's not because the devil is so strong, and it's not because they're so ignorant they don't know anything, and it's not because God won't help them. It's because they won't listen. They won't heed. They won't take instruction. Won't obey. Do you see that now?
Yes.
So correction is a gift from God.
Amen. Yes, it is. Amen.
That was a little weak. Let me finish reading the text here, and I'll ask you again, see if you can work up a little more enthusiasm. He said, I'm reading the Living again, verse 5, son, don't be angry when God punishes you. Don't be discouraged when he has to show you where you're wrong. For when he punishes you, it proves that he loves you. When he whips you, it proves you're really his child. So his correction is a manifestation of his love. Why? He wants to keep us on course. He wants to keep us on schedule. Oh, you know, the Bible talks about there are numerous places in the prophets where you see this kind of phraseology where the Lord said, oh, that my people would listen to me. Oh, that they'd listen to me. And then they'd have had peace. And then they'd have had prosperity. I'd have given them the oil that flows out of the rock. I'd have given them the rich things. I know a few years, well, let's see, it was nearly 20 years. That's not a, maybe not a few. After we obeyed God and left our home and left our families and went out to Raymond and went to school, and the Lord dealt with me to stay there and help and assist, the Lord gave us a house, Phyllis and myself. And I mean, it was nice. We believed for it for about that particular kind of house, we believed for about 10 years, sowing seed and believing and standing. A couple of times we thought we had found it, but it wasn't it, and the Lord said, back off. But this one was it. It was our Ephesians 3:20, exceeding abundantly above what we had thought or asked. Nice. 6-car garage, swimming pool, tennis court. And I mean, it just, so much about it was just, it was already built, but it was just like we liked. The colors, the materials. Now, we've since moved to another state, but at that time, it was just, you know, and the Lord spoke to me about that house. He said, I found out that it was built the year we decided to go to Rhema. And the Lord dealt with me. He said, when you obeyed me, I set that in motion for you. How many believe he knows where you're going to be in 20 years? He said, when you and Phyllis stepped out, what a step it was. And we lived in a rough little apartment in a rough part of town. That's where we were. And then we kept believing God and got to a better apartment. And then we got to a better apartment. And then we got to a little rent house. And then we were able to buy a house. And then we got a better house. And then we got a house. How many know what I'm talking about? This one I'm describing to you. And the Lord said, when you obeyed me, I set that in motion for you. And he said, if you stay on track, I've got things planned for you to intersect all through your life. And as you obey, they move in motion towards you. But how many understand if you don't stay on the right road, you won't intersect them? But if you get off on another road? Right? How many know if you're going from here to L.A., you got to get on the right road? If you get on one of the interstates that goes due east, you're going to go through some towns, but you're not going to go through the right towns. You're going to wind up somewhere, but not at the place you want to be. To wind up at the right place, you got to get on the right road.
Yes.
And you got to stay on the right road.
Yes.
How many understand that you could make a wrong turn?
Oh, yeah.
Wind up in some wrong places. I know one of the first meetings Phyllis and I did after we got out of Rhema. I mean, I think we were like a week out of Rhema. Man, we had an opportunity to minister up north, and we blasted out in our Oldsmobile 88. And here we went. And we ministered for a week, a solid week, in a little cramped ballroom, Holiday Inn, and barely got enough offering to pay the expenses. We didn't have enough gas money to get home after the whole meeting was. Thank God them days are gone. But I had agreed to speak for somebody on the way in. I think they had 10 people in that church. And they blessed us, man, I'm telling you, more than enough money to get home and some extra. How many of it pays to obey God? And don't get your eyes on people. Sometimes you hear people say, boy, you ought to go over there. You know, they got rich people in that church. That don't mean they're going to give you anything. You better not get your eyes on so-called rich people. No, just do what the Lord tells you. Keep your eyes on Him. He'll take care of you. And I was tired. And so Phyllis said, I'll drive. And I said, okay. So we're real young. We hadn't been out and traveled much. And I'm laying in the back seat sleeping. Well, I woke up and Phyllis is crying. And that was unusual. And I thought, what's wrong? I raised up and I looked and we were in a bad part of town. And there were folks eyeing us. And I said, just don't stop. I said, just keep moving. Just keep rolling. And she had taken the wrong turn. And we wound up in the wrong place. And that's how a lot of things happen. People at the wrong place at the wrong time. Are you with me now?
Amen.
And in life, that's why so many bad things happen to people and tragedies and failures. And they try to make out like, well, we don't know why God did all this. But the reality is they're on the wrong road.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They shouldn't even been going through that town.
Right.
You understand what I mean? Spiritually speaking, they shouldn't even been in that place in life. And that's why the enemy had opportunity and access to them.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Love's Correction, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me